Well, thanks for joining us today, Debbie.
Thank you.
And you are running for the school board. Why don't you just give our listeners that don't know maybe who you are a little bit of background about yourself and why you're running for the school board and why you think you should be on it.
Okay. My name is Debbie Wallace. I have three boys in school right now. I have a senior this year. I have one who just started middle school, is in sixth grade, and I have one that's in third grade. My main desire for running for school board is to see some changes done in the school system. I know we made graphic changes last year when we removed some of the teachers because of budget cuts, but I don't feel we've followed through with that. I feel like it's just kind of been put to the wayside, and we need to take time to work with the teachers, get them a little more educated on, you know, some steps that they can take. You know, times have changed. The same thing they use and have used in the past is not going to work anymore. You know, kids have changed. My other desire is being on the school board is helping to make sure that the budget cuts we make in the future are beneficial for our kids that are going to these schools and not just what we feel is going to work.
Can you elaborate a little bit on one issue that you think in particular you see that you would like to change in detail, something that you've seen through your kids, what they've gone through in the school system? You have three boys that are spread out in very different age groups there. Just elaborate a little bit about what you've seen over the time as a parent in the district.
My senior last year, actually for the first time ever, got a D in school. Has always been a straight-A student. But we made all them changes last year, so that affected him. It changed the help he could get. I mean, the help's not out there. We've got kids failing in school. For what reason? Where are we saying that these kids should be failing? What is taking priority? Are we allowing D's and F's to be okay? And they can do everything else that there's no reprimand for any of that. And I think that's my biggest thing is just these students failing. Statistics say 90% of these kids that are athletes never further on to play for college sports. So if that tells me, then they're going to college for grades. So we need to put more emphasis that grades are highly important. If the morale is down, these kids don't want to go to school. There's the other problem. Why are kids not wanting to be at school? When I was in school, school was something I desired to go do. And I don't see that with kids. But, you know, when my teenager tells me that they're taking tests that tells what kind of job they will get in the future, and he finds out he's going to work in a fast food restaurant, you know, where is this stuff coming from? When is enough enough? When is everything I've instilled in my son that he can do anything if he puts his heart to? Where is the line that says it's okay for us to tell students this is what you're going to be in the future, so why try now?
All right, and what would you like to see maybe different? You talked a little bit there about the critiques you have. How do you envision changes occurring? Where do they come from?
You know, I've seen other school districts have like study groups where they, if they're failing classes, they meet at 7:30 in the morning and they get help from teachers of grades that they're failing. So the extra help. Or we have students that are very highly educated in that they are like phenomenal math students, science students, social studies students. Why are they not tutoring? Why are they not helping fellow students? Which just creates a morale that is, they're working together. And that's what I would like to see in our school systems, where everybody's working together. Teachers are working with students. Students are working with teachers. At one point, you know, school was that kids looked up to teachers and that they became a support system to them. That's what I want brought back into the school systems.
All right. And what is one thing perhaps that you see in the school district that you like that you would like to see continue?
I like the actual council that we have for the student council, where the student council works with the city council. And, you know, like we did the ice skating rink up by the VA, working together, that the community working with students. A lot of these students, people don't realize, are very intelligent. And if most people don't realize now, these are our future generations. These kids in these schools right now are going to work for us later. Some of these could be congressmen, senators, if we don't look at them as that, that they have that potential, then we're not giving them the justice they deserve.
And another issue in terms of working together with the community that's been brought up is the auditorium project that is currently ongoing. It's going to be a big expenditure, and it's going to take not just the school district, but a lot of community involvement. How do you envision that project going on into the future and getting the community involved in something like that?
Honestly, I don't really know a lot about the auditorium. The biggest thing that I see that the community will have issues with is how much is this going to cost them? Recently taxes were increased, property taxes were increased because our school system does not have as many students registered. So we lost some budget money. So it came from somewhere else. Now, I would have to honestly see what this auditorium is really all about. I mean, what is the benefits of the auditorium? That's what I really would like to see about it. Then taking that information back to the community and really letting them know, what does this stand for? How is this going to benefit us? And the word us is key, because it's not just going to benefit one individual. It has to benefit everybody. And if it doesn't, then you're going to have individuals that are not going to support it. And I think that in order for a community to work together, it has to be all of us, not just a few.
All right. Anything else you want to say in closing?
Jess, I would just like to say that, I recommend everybody to vote September 13th, and even if you don't vote for me, to make sure that you are looking at every candidate, that you listen to every candidate, not just because someone has been your friend, but you listen because these individuals stand for who you are. And if we don't look at everything and say, is this going to benefit me in any way whatsoever? Are these individuals going to stand for what I feel is right? Then you're not making a very good vote. And so, again, I have kids in the school system. I really recommend individuals that are on the school board that they do have kids in the school system so that they are hearing it firsthand what's going on in these schools.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today, Debbie.
Thanks.